Hi.
Greaseman.
Yes, sir.
How's everything?
Fine.
Listen, Greaseman, I wanted to ask you something. You've been in this radio business for quite a while, right?
Correct.
Well, the thing is, I'm a college student, right? I'm a freshman, right?
I don't know if that's right, sir. Please do not ask me to corroborate things of which I have no knowledge. You are a college student. You're not asking me, you're telling me. Please give me statements without meaningless interrogatories at the end of each sentence.
All right, then. Well, anyway, the thing is that I wanted to know, right? I'm doing a report on radio, right?
No, sir, I don't know if that's right. I can't tell what reports you've been assigned. I do not speak with your professors. I know not your teachers. If you've been assigned a radio report, then by golly, you have. I've been assigned a radio report, Greece, period. Do not ask me to confirm what I cannot. Please, continue your blithering.
All right, then. Can you tell me what has radio brought today? Well, I mean, like, compared to, like, 50 years ago, you know, compared to, like, music. Like, what has it brought today as if, you know, how did it come so alive?
Radio reflects society, I think, even more immediately than television does. People can call up and be a part of the action. People can hear a news event and get immediate feedback on the radio, whereas TV, as quick as it is, still takes weeks to get a TV series like the Melendez thing, like the Buttafuoco thing. Radio has a sense of immediacy that will keep it forever in the hearts of Americans.
Wow. I wish you could have wrote that for me. I swear to God. Wow, you're the best. You know that?
You are too kind, sir.
Oh, you know what else I wanted to tell you, Greaseman?
What is that, sir?
A week ago, right? I'm 21, man.
You asked me if it's right again. I don't know if it's correct that you're 21. Once again, I do not hold your birth certificate. Let me tell you something. I will give you an award. If we can have a conversation here without you peppering it with meaningless interrogatories. Now, do not ask me if it's right that you're 21. You're a college student. You should be able to have a discourse without falling back on conversational crutches. Now, please continue as you sense my rising bile.
But anyway, right?
We have so many maggots, we have so many maggots, we have so many maggots, we have maggots on the line. We have so many maggots, we have so many maggots, we have so many maggots, we have maggots on the line.
I give to you today's college students. Wonder why the commies are eating us alive, right?
We have so many maggots, we have so many maggots, we have so many maggots, we have maggots on the line.
The one guy in the country who definitely ain't related to Bill Clinton is the Greaseman.